Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to another enlightening episode of Islamic Upbringing, where we dive deep into the essential aspects of nurturing your youth in line with Islamic teachings. In this program, our discussions are rooted in the guidance of the Holy Quran and the timeless wisdom of hadith from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and the insightful narratives of our noble imams. I'm glad to have with us today Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, a research scholar from the Seminary of Qom, who possesses a wealth of knowledge in both Islamic studies as well as psychology. So, Brother Liaqat Abbas, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, when coming to peer pressure, it's not just in the academic teaching, it's not just in the some things that are limited to the school. The peer pressure continues in the social spheres as well. How you behave on social media, what you post and what you don't post, what you wear and what you do not wear, the pressure keeps on continuing. And as long as the pressure continues, we are here to address the problems. Yes, Brother Liaqat, peer pressure, as we said, is not just in one sphere of a teen's life. It is in multiple spheres. So, like, it's important to address the other spheres. So, like, very quick, I would want you to address those spheres.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, just like a teen is pressurized into kind of substance use, okay, like maybe smoking or drinking or committing other sins, and also like academic dishonesty,
yep,
in an exam to cheat, yeah. Likewise, the teen can also be pressurized on social media platform. Like example, the teen can be pressurized to post certain photos or messages on social media in order to fit the kind of the group where he is or she is in. Even if the teen is not comfortable in doing so. So, example, he or she looks at his friends or her friends posting photos on a daily basis or like whatever, or wherever they go. And they are like, I have done today so-and-so thing and stuff. And they're like, okay, you don't do it. Yeah, that we are doing it. See, everyone in our class are doing it. Why aren't you doing it?
Right.
You see, this is one. This is a place where a teen is kind of pressurized to post his or her pics on social media platform. So over here, the solution is very straightforward. That is, the teen might consider over here discussing their feelings
openly.
Of what he or she wants openly with their friend group. For example, if the friends are going to listen to him. Or also, they can set boundaries, example. Or you know what, if it is really very important, then I'm going to put my pic, example, in complete hijab, if it is a girl, okay? Or I'm going to put my pic for one day, maybe, like, if it is really important, and that too, okay? In a proper clothing, example, which is
not on a daily basis. I don't want to humiliate myself on a daily basis.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a
doesn't make sense to me.
And it's not something which I'm going to use to even. Like,
right.
I have to, on a daily basis, no way, okay? So I have my limits and boundaries for myself. So
right.
You are going to keep your conditions forward.
Right.
So this is also important.
So one thing is that social media defines you. Your social accounts do define you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to post things which are important, which define you. You don't have to come under peer pressure here.
what to post, what not to post, what to write, what not to write, what to upload, what not to upload.
So even if you're doing them, you are doing with your own free will, example.
Yes, yes.
And the final thing, which is very important in social media pressure, is to educate about the negative effects of social media, and like which are going to happen in today's world and which can definitely happen. Example, about how, example, how the bad guys can take or can utilize your pic in a bad manner if
that's a important mode here. Let's take a break and discuss that after a short break.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor. Allahu Rahim. Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin. Wa Khaliquna. وراسقنا وهو على كل شيء قدير.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here with me in the studio, and we are discussing peer pressure. Here, we discuss peer pressure on social media. You said that, when you post things on social media, post what defines you, post what you like, and if you don't like certain thing, but you have peer pressure, you are under peer pressure, they are forcing you to post things that you don't want to post. Talk openly about it with them, discuss it openly, discuss your feelings. There's nothing wrong about it. And then you said, posting things leaves digital traces.
Yes.
And someone can actually misuse it. So be aware of this thing.
There are a lot of...
You are someone with good intentions. You post things with good intentions, but not everyone out there in that sphere where you don't know people actually in the fictional world, you really don't know them. You never know like how kind of people are there. So do not unnecessarily give your digital traces to them to get misused. Yeah,
exactly. So if something like this is happening on a daily basis, like there are people... they're hackers, and there's this concept of cyber crime, and you know there are a lot of cases happening in today's world. So especially I would say the sisters, or the example, the girls or the teens, the teenagers who are girls, example, who are mostly falling prey,
victim
to, or victim, yeah, to this kind of thing.
Yes.
So they get a message and they kind of go into this chat and they share their pics, and they get trapped, exactly. And you know, there was a research, and in that research, those hackers or those people who want to extract pics of those girls who don't share their pics on social media, example, they're going to get paid. The hackers or these kind of people who collect photos are going to get paid, you see, on social media platforms. So, you know, like, oh, this is a new face, this is a new pic, example, yeah?
Right.
So they are going to misuse in such a manner. And you know what? Girls of age group from the 13 to 18, about 80% of girls fall victim on social, on this kind of platforms, where they're gonna pressurized. Example, they're gonna get a message, and normally these messages are through a person, and they're gonna send messages to only those age groups, example, who are between 13 and 18, they're 13, 14, 15, and they have to, like, they are compelled, and they kind of, you know, this kind of abuse and stuff, and it goes on. So alhamdulillah, if the teens are safe from this, it's alhamdulillah indeed.
Yes.
But you know, you never know, it's not always the same for everyone, you
right.
know. So it's always good if a teen stays away from uploading things on social media, like even once or even on a daily basis, I would say. Personally, myself, I don't share anything on the social media. And you know what? Even the tech giants who call themselves and who are like the CEOs of these kind of social media networking sites or applications or websites, even they don't share anything about themselves on social media,
right,
because they
right
know
to.
They have created something very kind of
dangerous,
destructing,
dangerous.
And when it was asked to one of the CEOs, he was when it was asked, where did you go last night? He was like, it's my personal info, I don't want to share it. So
straight away,
I don't want to share it. It's my personal info,
but I have
a free.
But I have made a platform where I am forcing you to share all your personal info.
And there are
info.
Billions, yes.
Yeah, let's take a deep sigh and let's take a short break, and we'll be back in a while.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaquat Abbas is helping us with so important insights. Well, you said that there are these tech giants who don't share their info, and when they are asked about some personal questions in the interviews, they say, like, this is our personal info and we really don't feel like sharing. So this is something like you made a platform, you are grasping all the personal info, you're grasping it through digital traces, and then you yourself are not sharing. This in itself shows like how dangerous world we are actually living in. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says us, seek refuge in me, be that from the sharr of jinn or ins, be that from the sharr of evil of the jinn or the mankind.
Yes. So this peer pressure, we can see this on a daily basis, be it on social media platform or, you know, even shaitan as well. It's very interesting that we get a kind of pressure from shaitan to commit a sin, yeah? We get a lot of pressure from our nafs, from our own selves, you
right,
see,
right.
In order to commit a sin. It's a kind of tendency. It's not something which
but
we
there's
have.
But there's a shaitan pressure, there's a self pressure, and there's this peer pressure. And you have to deal with all
media
these pressures.
Pressure. You know, there's invitations from social media, yep. Do this, do that. And now that there's AI as well, who's going to help us, assist us in this path, I would say. Unfortunately, where a person is like, he or she can edit their pics and can upload them, can beautify them, and can change the hair color, can change the eye color. You see, there's a lot happening, unfortunately, in today's world. So I would say, this peer pressure is something like happens on a daily basis. And unfortunately, you know what? People, unfortunately, got used to it. They don't even consider that they are pressurized. Imam Hussain alayhi salam has a beautiful hadith, and that is where he says the conclusion is live a life of a person of who is free in nature. Live the life of a person who is free from all the desires.
Yes.
You see, they say, "Aza de zindagi kunit." You see,
yes,
like live
freely.
Freely,
live free.
Yeah, live freely. It means it shows that a person shouldn't be pressurized with oneself from shaitan, from other people, from social media. I am free. I have free will, and what is obliged to me, or for me, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yep.
So from my free will, with my free will, I'm going to follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is through the path of the Ahlul Bayt and the Holy Quran.
Yes, inshallah. And also learn the skill of saying no.
Yes.
Skill of saying no is very important. It's going to build a lot of boundaries around you. Mm-hmm. And it's going to save you from a lot of soft traps that you can't even imagine. Thank you, brother, for being with us. Thank you. That was all the time we had for today. Thank you, dear listeners. Just ponder on those insights. That was really helpful. and we hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.